Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Since we can have some corporate overflow for the next 5 minutes, so how about we spend about 1.5 minutes,
okay.
Yeah. 1.5 to 2 minutes max, just to have some corporate overflow. And then Brother Dan will give a closing word.
Right. Amen. Is it clicking?
Oh, the time is clicking. Okay, fine.
Amen. Mary.
Go ahead. Lord Jesus. Well, I was fellowshipping with a sister a couple of days ago, and her situation was really complicated. And anyway, it's just like, this shouldn't be the way it is. We're trying to figure out what she could do. Da-da. So, you know, we realized we just don't have the wisdom about it. And so, anyway, we began to pray about it. And there were three words that came up in this week, and there was righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
Right.
And righteousness is for our past, but it seemed like we needed righteousness. But anyway, sanctification is for the present. And it says, by which we are being sanctified in our soul, that is transformed in our mind, emotion, and will with his divine life. So really, we needed that. We needed to be sanctified in all parts of our being. And the only way that that can happen is with his divine life.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I'm not wasting time. Okay. Anyway, two quick points I enjoy so much. One is about that when we experience the terminate or crucify the Christ, we are what? Terminated. You know, when we are so complicated, when we are terminated, all the problems are solved, our family and everything, right? And the problem, I'm not terminated, that I have created the problem. So when you see the power and also wisdom, but eventually, the second point I enjoy, this is all related to God's eternal economy. So it is necessary for Christ to go through the process, but death cannot hold the resurrection life. So death and life and the multiply, and then we have been regenerated. We are this multiplication, and we become the life, the corporate entity to express in corporate. So you look at our daily life, that it related to day six. The sister mentioned the three things happened. And I've been reminded again, what? The three vital things, I need to be brought back to God.
Amen.
I need to be terminated.
Amen.
And the important thing, I need to be replaced by Christ.
Amen.
Christ solved all kind of problems.
Amen.
And there's a divine transmission. Right, and the divine plan, we mentioned that, anyway, that is something, we are in this process of redemption. Yes, my body needs to be redemed, but whenever, you know, in reality, wherever my body goes, my soul follow and my spirit follow.
Uh-huh.
Right, so even today, we are slowly enjoying that redemption progressively. Until that day.
Right.
The very last sentence captured my attention. We must learn to remain in this transmission all the time.
Amen.
Our enjoyment of this continued transmission is the way to enjoy Christ. Say, call on his name, remain in his death, and then we'll be resurrected with Christ in life, and eventually everything, the whole mass, the universe, will be replaced by this wonderful Christ.
Amen.
Called to call.
Amen.
Call.
Hallelujah.
It's the way.
That's the call.
That's the way man's history began with the Lord.
Right.
Eventually, what was it? Enoch.
Yeah. Yes.
Eventually, the Lord was so rich to Enoch that Enoch just was translated.
Yeah.
That's what the word is.
Yeah.
But we have been called. This is the simplicity of God's power and God's wisdom.
Yes.
You can think and talk and get into the theory and this and that, but the only time it becomes real to you, right? This is Ephesians 2, 8. The death of a cross. Therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
Amen.
That in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Josue. Jesus.
Yes.
It's that simple.
Amen.
Christian. Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
That's right.
You get the crucifixion, you get the resurrection, you get the ascension, you get the enthronement.
Yes.
Hebrews 12:2, if we look away, then the Lord will transfuse and infuse.
Mm-hmm.
That means he replaces, and then he also adds himself to our being simply by saying, Jesus.
Amen. So I'm just following my brother, because that to me was very impressive.
Yeah.
So the scriptural basis for this message is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, God's power and God's wisdom. Christ is God's power and God's wisdom. So first, we'd like to have the revelation. And what Brother Titus, and what I was very impressed with following that, is the experience, the practical application and experience. You know, we are on a series of messages on the experience, enjoyment, and expression of Christ. And so we're this week lingering in, we're actually now in 1 Corinthians. We're going book by book through the books of the New Testament. This week we're in 1 Corinthians, and next week we'll be in 1 Corinthians. And here in chapter 1, verse 24, Christ is God's power and God's wisdom. And what was striking, it was brought up in our prophesying group, and it's the first point, is that this Christ, who is God's power and God's wisdom, is a particular kind of Christ. He's a crucified Christ. And you can see that by looking at verse 23. So we have to kind of link some of the verses together. So verse 24, he's God's power and God's wisdom. The verse right before that says, but we preach Christ crucified. The Jews, this was a stumbling block, and to the Greeks, it's foolishness. But to us who are called, he is God's power and God's wisdom. God's power to carry out God's economy, and God's wisdom is the way to carry out God's economy. Power is related to the ability, and wisdom, the way, right? So as wisdom, right, for planning and purposing, and power to carry out and accomplish what's been planned and purposed.
Amen.
And all of this is related to God carrying out his economy.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of problems. There's a lot of problems. Of course, Satan, a big problem. Other items that were mentioned, the world, sin, the flesh, the natural man, the old man, the ordinances, all these are problems. What's going to deal with these problems?
Right.
A crucified Christ, right?
Yeah.
This one who's been crucified dealt with all of those problems. And not just that, he is also God's wisdom to fulfill God's purpose. And for that, we'll need to link that to verse 30. But before we do that, I was quite impressed with that second point, the matter of verse 2 about the called saints. And so here, notice that 1 Corinthians 1:2, it says here, the called saints with all those who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As Titus was mentioning, we have been called to call.
To call.
We can call, saints, we can make mention of his name.
Amen.
And what impressed me is when you look at verse 24, it starts off, but to those who are called. right? So in verse 2, they're the called saints. And then he says, to those who are called, right, the ones who are calling on the name of the Lord, Christ is God's power and God's wisdom.
Yeah. Yes.
And as we call on him, he becomes our power and our wisdom,
yes. Yes.
Right? To deal with all the negative things, yes. Things that's just like, oh, Lord, I'm in a... Maybe it's something that's troubling us. Maybe it's an attack. Maybe it's just, oh, I did it again. We can just call on his name. Yes. And maybe we don't feel like we have a way out. He is God's wisdom.
Yes.
And so it's very, very applicable just by mentioning his name.
Amen.
And this matter of, you know, when we call, we get the person of that name.
Yeah. And this is
you
salvation.
Call, that is a, yeah, his salvation. Name means salvation,
yeah,
right?
That's
Jehovah the Savior, the salvation of Jehovah. Before we call and get the person of that name.
Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus,
yes.
With our tongues we gladly confess thy name.
Amen.
Lord
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. It's real simple to call. And you know, we're not normally together like this calling. You know, we're just in our daily life.
Yeah, right.
And then we get reminded, right?
Yeah.
There's a turn and... Lord Jesus, you know, that name, what a saving name.
Yes.
Amen. It's really, maybe it's like, you know, to the Greeks it's foolishness. But when we call, we get the person of that name. We are practically experiencing the crucified Christ who is God's power and God's wisdom. And real briefly here, my time is, looks like it's about up. That last point about how the Christ in verse 24, who is God's wisdom, he is in verse 30, it says here, but of him you're in Christ who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And again, this wisdom is the way. It is the way he is going to carry out the Father's purpose, his will. How? By, notice it says, as was brought out, Joseph, I think you brought this out, to us from God.
Yes.
That indicates a transmission. First, into our spirit.
Amen.
He is righteousness, right, for our past, sanctification for our present, redemption for our future. As righteousness for our past, right, he has justified us.
Amen.
So that we can receive him.
Yes.
As the divine life in our spirit,
yes.
We can be as sanctification transformed in our soul,
amen.
And as redemption eventually glorified in our body with his divine life.
Amen.
There's more to say. My time is up.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus,
yes.
Thank you. We have your name.
Amen.
You know, take advantage of it. Take advantage of mentioning his name. You know, Lord Jesus. We don't realize maybe so much what all's happening when
that's
we
right.
mention his name. You know, you call his, people get saved by calling on his name.
Yes.
God's life right. enters into him, and it's not just once for all. We call and he's, well, anyway, there's so much more. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen. We continue calling and we receive the transmission.
Amen.
So we should end the meeting here to before we give brief announcement, we'll have some introduction. So if you're new among us, haven't been with us in a while, just please stand up where you are and just give us a brief introduction. How about we start with this section here? Any visitor or...
Greetings from the church in Waco.
Amen.
Amen. This is my wife, Kelly, and I'm Todd.
Welcome.
Our daughter Louisa comes here a lot. She hangs out with Marika.
Amen. Welcome. Anyone else in this section? Do we have a sister? Sister Pearl?
I'm Vivian. I was here only half a year ago, but I had a meeting in the Northwest. So recently, I moved here, close here.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe I can hear you from now on.
Amen.
That's great. Welcome. Welcome, saints. How about this section? Anyone? Visitor? Okay, moving on to this section. Anyone? Last but not least, any saints? Yes.
Oh, yes.
Hi, I'm Caleb. This is my wife.
Tori.
We're visiting from the church in Lubbock, and it's good to be here.
Amen.
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 Awesome. Welcome. Good to have you. So brief announcement, saints. So this week we continue with experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, week 16. So we'll continue with 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And life study Galatians reading schedule. We'll get into messages 27 and 28. We've been making good progress in this. So never too late to join saints if you're not in a reading group. Churchwide picnic, that is today, on the Lord's Day, that is today, after the Lord's Table and Prophesying meeting of the district, the church will host the churchwide picnic right here in the back 40. So that's right after this meeting. More announcement to come by Crossville here. Corporate prayer meeting, April 16th. All the prayer meeting will combine this week at Congress Meeting Hall right here at 7:30 p.m. Trainee care packages. On Saturday, April 19th, some saints will be visiting the Austin-related trainees at the FTTA. Drop-off care packages at the hall by Friday evening, April the 18th. Further instructions will be sent out in an email next week, so please check your inbox. Registration for the 2025 Summer Live Semi-Annual Training in Anaheim, California. All the saints are encouraged to consider before the Lord their participation in this training, which begins on Monday, June 30th at 4 p.m. through Saturday, July 5th at 9:30. So that's in Anaheim, California. For those who are not able to attend the live training, the registration for the video training in Austin will open in May. Please note that the deadline for the registration to the live training is April 28th. So that is 2 weeks away from now.
Yeah.
So if you plan to go to the live training, please remember that deadline, please. The full-time training center in London. Through the Lord's bountiful supply, the church exceeded the goal of $50,000. As of last week, the total amount offered by the local saints was $61,741. So we will pass on these funds to the FTTL. If the Lord leads any saints to make additional offerings to the training center in London, please make sure to indicate this intent in the offering note. And that's all I have.
Okay. Just as a general thing here, there's other upcoming events. So please check your emails, right, for the spring 2025 YP conferences, which starting next weekend, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, all the grades will have different conferences. This weekend, we're having the 6th graders conference, and so that's why we have some empty seats here today. Then, of course, we have the Area Elders Gathering Family Retreat in May, and so forth and so forth, Memorial Day conference, and then eventually the summer with all the YP activities. So check your emails. There's a lot of things y'all need to sign up for, especially parents. There's a lot of things coming down on the schedule. Real quick, related to the picnic, parking. If you notice when the police came after you, everybody came in, they blocked the entrance, but the exit is available, okay? So because they would like all the other brothers and sisters who are coming from the other districts, they'll be instructed to park across the street and they'll be helped to cross the street directly here with the help of the police. If you're leaving, be careful as you're exiting because people are walking around and kids are running around, not paying attention where they're going. So exit carefully if you want to leave earlier. And exit on this side. Please don't go this side. And if you try to go this side, you'll find out you can't get out. Lastly, we're going to need help for cleanup. We need at least 2 more people to help us clean up in the kitchen. And cleanup will start at 1 o'clock. Okay? So may I see a hand? 2 hands? Oh, you guys are help. Oh, okay. I need 2 or 3 hands to help us with the cleanup. Juan, good, I like that. Who else? ¿Quién más? Anybody else? You're full of grace? Okay, good, three. This is wonderful, I like this. So at 1 o'clock, you can just meet us in the kitchen down below, okay? Now, if you have kiddos, children, they're all outside playing and enjoying in the back. Okay, so now we're released.